We'll read together the scripture on page 206. 206, the rock of our salvation. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. And I know I caught off the young people off guard. So take it, get two, everybody, all the kids, you all got 206? Okay, Lexi, you ready? Darren, you ready? 206? Okay, that third line, youth and children, I hope you. Here we go, ready? For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. You have another line in a minute, so be ready for it, okay? In His hands are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is His also. Okay, kids, ready? Very good. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. May God add His blessing to the reading of His word. Page number 530. The way we sing this is I sing the lead part and everybody answers back on the verse and then we all sing together on the chorus. Okay? Page 530. Just answer me back. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved by His enemies. I will call upon the Lord. Let's do that again. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. Shall I be saved from my enemy? I will call upon the Lord. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. Amen. Page 304. Behold the Lamb. Behold the Lamb, behold the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world, for sinners crucified, holy sacrifice. Behold the Lamb of God, behold the Lamb. Crown Him, crown Him. Worthy is the Page 296. Lexi, you want to come up here and sing this like you did when you were little? Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna. up your name with hearts full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord my God. Hosanna in the high. Just let her sing now. Hosanna.
Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna in the high. Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna in the high.
Lord, we lift up your name.
Lord, we lift up your name.
King of kings, glory, glory, glory to the King of kings. Lord, we lift up your name with hearts full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord my God, glory to the King of kings. And be standing as we sing page 514. I love to praise Him. I love to praise Him. I love to praise Him and lift up His holy name. I love to praise Him. I love to praise Him. I love to praise Him and lift up His holy name. Singing hallelujah, singing hallelujah, singing hallelujah unto Jesus my Lord. We exalt Him on high. Oh, I love to praise Him. I love to praise Him. I love to praise Him and lift up His holy name. Singing hallelujah, singing hallelujah, singing hallelujah unto Jesus my Lord. We exalt Him on high. Oh, I love to praise Him. I love to praise Him. I love to praise Him and lift up His holy name. And lift up His holy name. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. As we go to our Heavenly Father in prayer this morning, there were numerous prayer requests during our Sunday school hour, not the least of which would be travel plans for members of my family. My brother Steve will be driving back to North Carolina this afternoon. My sister-in-law Amy and my niece Shawna will be flying back to Alabama, and Chuck will be leaving this evening to fly to Dubai. He'll be in the air during the Super Bowl. Missed the whole thing, you know. But life is tough, yeah. Okay. So just remember those people, those individuals especially. Are there any others you would like to add this morning? Corey? Well, let's not forget all the things we have to be thankful for. Show of hands for any unspoken requests that you might have. And let's bow our heads as we go to Heavenly Father in prayer. Uncle Jim, would you lead us in prayer this morning? I'd like you to turn to hymn number 583, one of my favorites, You're My All in All. And again, just because of family members that I have here, Darren, I'll ask you to come up, and we'll get to that first chorus. All right, let Darren handle that for you. You'll get a chance to sing the second chorus when we get to it. So page 583. You are my strength when I'm
Jesus,
Jesus in my cross, my shame rising again, I bless your name. You are my all in all. When I fall down, you pick me up. When I am dry, you fill my cup. You are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. 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 Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name. God, do this. Everybody with me, right? Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Amen. As we go to announcements, junior worship today is limited just to the toddlers. If you're normally going down for quiz practice, I want you to stay upstairs this morning. Okay? So Miss Margie could take the toddlers downstairs and normally go with her. Okay? It's already gone. Okay, good job there. They're one step ahead of me. Okay, good enough. All right. Now, for announcements, again, I hope all of you, we have space. We'll attend the bowling outing this afternoon from 1 to 3. Cost you $10. That gets you your shoes, 2 hours of bowling, a slice of pizza or a hot dog and a soda, all for $10 at the Tawnytown Bowling Alley starting at 1 o'clock. And again, get there a couple minutes ahead of time. Get signed up. Get your shoes because the clock starts at 1. Now, you don't get there and get started at 1:20, you've lost 20 minutes of your time. So, 1 to 3 today, up at the Tawnytown Bowling Alley, come prepared with your $10, and we'll take your money from you as you arrive and enjoy the time of fellowship. We've got 3 duck pin lanes and 5 10 pin lanes. Okay, that's enough for 40 people, and if we need more, I'm sure we can work something out with them. They're always very helpful up there. So, 1 o'clock today. Next Sunday, Sunday school elections following Sunday school. It's a Bible quiz at 2:30 at Mount Pleasant next Sunday afternoon for the Little Leaguers. And we will have band practice at 7 o'clock. And as it says up there, after today, of course, I think we're okay today, all announcements, weather permitting. 2 weeks from yesterday is our sweetheart breakfast served by the men, 9 o'clock. And then as we clean up and fellowship, the men will, the ladies will have their monthly meeting here Saturday the 15th. And then on that following day, the 2013 Attendance Awards for Sunday School will be presented. Choir practice, prayer and praise at the end of the month. And don't forget, as you look into March and the end of March and April, our annual revival. Uncle Jim will be preaching a couple nights. The band's going to play. We'll have a great time with that. Not the least of which, for probably the 8th or 9th year in a row, Tim's band, the Scott Day Band, will be opening on the Sunday night with a 6 p.m. concert here on Sunday night, March the 30th. Any other announcements we need to make? If not, then I don't get this opportunity very often. I know we have some birthdays that in my family that passed here in the month of January, but my brother Chuck's birthday was on the 14th. Amy's birthday was also in January, and the daughter Shauna was in January. They're all 3 here. Anybody else? Okay. We got, who we got? Lexi, okay. Keely, you're in there too? This past Wednesday? Okay, one big happy birthday song, then all of you come up front for prayer. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Okay, all five of you, come on up here. Let's bow our heads. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for these individuals in celebration of their birthdays. And it's certainly what a blessing to have my brother and his wife and my niece here in celebration of their birthdays. And Keely and Lexi, an important part of the life of the church. We ask your blessing upon all of them, Lord. Those who the birthdays have passed or those who are close by, we trust, Lord, it was a pleasant day and a great day for them. Give them health and strength to serve you for many years to come. In thy name we pray. Amen. In way of introduction, for those of you who don't know, my brother Chuck, his wife Amy, and daughter Shauna, up from Alabama and Colorado, as case may be. Okay. My brother Steve, stand up. Okay. Okay. And I've told the story before. Right now, until April, till I have a birthday, I'm 60, Steve's 59, Chuck's 58. Okay. We leave Chuck behind in April and May. We have a little bigger gap there.
Way ahead of me.
Yeah, way ahead of Joe. Okay. Yeah. Okay. My sister Treva, if you'll stand. Okay. She's up from Florida. Okay. And of course, my sister Ruth is a regular attender here, but you can wave. Okay. So, a rare opportunity for all five of my brothers and sisters to be here today. And very happy about that. At this time, we have special music. And if your name, last name is Wills, ever was Wills, or are married to a Wills, you're supposed to come up here and sing. Bring hymn book with you. This time I'll ask our ushers to come forward and collect our morning offering. Thank you. thank you for these offerings that have been lifted. Help us to use them for the uplifting of thy kingdom according to thy will. Bless each and every gift, both the gift and the giver, no matter how large or small. In thy name we pray. Amen. I am privileged this morning to be a part of a special weekend involving my family. My brother Chuck, for those of you who don't know, was inducted last night into the Frederick County Sports Hall of Fame. And along with five others, all were deserving. All had accomplished great things in their life, in their athletic career. My brother happened to win five state championships in three different hurdle events. Now, I got to tell you, when I was a senior in high school, Chuck was a freshman, and we were both on the track team, okay? Me, I competed in the high hurdles. Chuck ran the high hurdles, okay? Big difference, believe me, all right? But he won his first state championship as a sophomore, okay? And as they made a little bit of light of last night, he's not a physically imposing specimen, all right, okay? They showed actually the roster when he was on the football team. I think it said 5'10", 150. I believe that's what it said, okay? You know, so he soon found out that his physique was greater suited for track than football, all right? But I got to tell you, I went to that state championship meet when he was a 10th grader, all right? And he was, again, this wasn't the this was the Maryland Class A High School state championship, all right? There was this big black guy, okay? Bald head, they looked like Isaac Hayes, if I'm dating myself a little bit, but okay. And he had, I'm not going to call it an entree, he had some friends that were there down at the finish line. And of course, he had a series of heats, okay, where you get eliminated and then you get your final eight guys. So Chuck had not run against this particular guy, okay, but they were in lane 4 and 5, which is, you know, the two fastest lanes, you know. And, I just overheard the conversation from this other guy's friends about talking about it. I think this guy was a senior, and he said, well, he's got this. And one of the boys said, oh, watch out for that skinny white guy. Yeah, okay. And he beat him, you know, close, but he beat him, won the state championship. Now, the same individual actually did beat Chuck in the 180 lows. He finished second in the 180-yard low hurdles. But back then, 120-yard highs, now it's 110-meter highs, they run everything, but 120-yard high hurdles was his event, okay? And it was a pleasure to watch. And probably he won that event as a junior and a sophomore and a junior, and would have as a senior, I imagine, if he hadn't gotten hurt in his senior year. But all the members, they were all deserving, all great athletes. And every one of them said the same thing. They were all humbled to be thought highly enough to be elected into the Frederick County Sports Hall of Fame. And I got to tell you that today, for me, is humbling as well, because I'm pretty sure, I've been doing this here at this church for almost 38 years, but I'm pretty sure that it's the first time that I've preached in front of all five of my brothers and sisters at the same time. My uncle speaks with great regret that your two older brothers never heard you preach, you know. But I'm happy to have that opportunity here this morning. And I asked them all to come today, and since they were all in town, they decided to come. You know me, anything to boost the attendance numbers, you know. Matter of fact, I got to tell you, Uncle Jim has always said the easiest way to boost your church attendance is have the preacher start doing the counting, okay? All right? The second way is to have a large family, okay? So I'm taking advantage of that today, but I'm humbled that they all agreed and want to be here today. Going back almost 38 years, first Sunday of May 1976, I preached about the story of Esther, and I'm going to highlight a little bit of that this morning. You really don't have to turn to it. I'll reference it. There will be one specific verse. If you want to go to Esther chapter 4, I'll hit that in just a moment as we get near the close. But let me just give you some highlights. You got your cast of characters. You got Esther, okay, at the beginning of the story, a Jewish girl, all right? You got King Ahasuerus. And as was the day back then, I'm not sure what the qualifications are to be king other than right place at right time. But King Ahasuerus just wasn't the smartest, the brightest light bulb in the bunch, okay? Then you got his first wife, Queen Vashti. She took a stand that she probably came to regret. Then you got a fellow by the name of Mordecai. He was Esther's cousin, so a Jew as well. Then you've got the villain that you always have in any story, a guy by the name of Haman. And he became, over time, King Ahasuerus' right-hand man. So those are basically the five characters that you need to know. And I would encourage you to read the story of Esther. It's a good read. Yeah, it's a good story. I'm going to give you this morning the Reader's Digest version. And some of you aren't old enough to know what I'm talking about when I say Reader's Digest version. Because the condensed story of what happened. So in the first chapter of the book of Esther, you see King Ahasuerus throwing a party. Lavish to the extreme. Bible says it lasted for 6 months. Even the greatest of all Super Bowl parties tonight are going to pale in comparison to that celebration. And at the end of the celebration, he, to celebrate the celebration, had another party, okay, for all of his trusted advisors and employees of the palace and whatever. And somebody came up with the idea. So the king asked his wife, Queen Vashti, to come, and according to the scriptures, so they could gaze upon her beauty. Well, and there's also some references in there about the amount of alcohol that was being consumed during this thing as well. She refused. Now, every time I read this story, I can't help but think. Now, if I would not have the grandchildren that I have, I probably would not be as well acquainted with the VeggieTales that I am. All right? But the VeggieTales tell these stories, and they've got to change the details a little bit because they're targeting 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old kids. All right? So in the story of Queen Esther and the VeggieTales, well, put it in the Bible, Queen Vashti refused to come dance. So she didn't want to come dance in front of a bunch of drunks, you know, okay? Well, you can't really say that in VeggieTales, okay? In the VeggieTales story, the king asked Queen to fix him a sandwich, and she refused. So I just thought it was kind of cute, you know, all right? Got to kind of clean it up a little bit for the audience that you're talking to, all right? But anyway, she refused. And the king asked his advisors, his trusted advisors, what they should do. And they told him, man, you cannot let her get away with that. If you do, word's going to get out, and all women could think they can get away with disobeying their husbands. So, in an action that he came to later regret, he banished her from the kingdom. He banished her from the kingdom. So, we go to chapter 2. He got lonely. He wants a new queen. Mordecai, who was hanging around the temple a lot, or around the palace a lot, he tells his cousin Esther, who's apparently a very beautiful young woman, that she ought to throw her hat in the ring. Yeah, but don't tell him you're Jewish. Okay. So, she did, and she was chosen to be the new queen. So we get chapter 3, and then we get Haman, the bad guy, the villain, entering the picture. Haman really felt really good about himself. He had risen to power and was basically second in command of the king. Now, the king had commanded that all should bow in front of Haman. Again, it said, Hazard's wasn't too smart. He done messed up with the queen, you know. And he let Haman kind of trick him into making this decree. But Mordecai, being a Jew, refused to bow down to Haman. Made Haman furious. And he decided to take it out on all Jews. And what he basically did is he got King Ahasuerus, or Xerxes, as you may, as you read the story, had two names there. But he got King Ahasuerus to basically declare open season on Jews. They made some kind of a law decree. They gave him some time, you know, but said that April 31st, or April 30th, for example, that it would be open season on Jews. There was a bounty offered and so forth. And that's what he got King Ahasuerus to decree. Mordecai was distraught. He knew this meant the end of his people. So as they were expressed their distress back in that day, you know, the sackcloth, the ashes, the stuff that you read about. Again, as he said, he must have spent a lot of time hanging around the palace because Esther was shielded from all this. She was a queen. She was in the palace. She didn't know what was going on outside, kind of like Congress today, right? Thought I'd get a couple chuckles. Anyway, but she's shielded from all this going on outside. And word gets to her that her cousin is out there. Well, what's the matter? So she hears and finds out what happens. And Mordecai goes to her and says that I need you to plead to the king for your people. Esther didn't want to do it first. You got to have a reason, permission to go see the king. And so we go to chapter 4, verse 14. God, look at that. Esther, chapter 4, verse 14. This is what Mordecai told her. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. So Mordecai is telling God is not going to allow the Jewish people to be erased completely. But if you don't do anything, a whole generation is going to be gone. And here's the kicker. And who knoweth whether thou art come to this kingdom for such a time as this? Now, that's all the story I'm going to tell you today. I would encourage you to read the rest of it, and I'll give you a clue. There is a happy ending to the story. Not looking real good right now, okay? But there is a happy ending. But a couple of points I want to make to you this morning. Let's go back to the beginning. King Ahasuerus made some decisions while under the influence of alcohol and under the advice of others who were only looking out for themselves. What was the reason the guys gave? Look, if you let her get away with this, all the women in the country are going to think they can disobey their husbands. Okay? So they were just looking out for themselves, the guys that were giving that advice. They basically said, look, if you let her get away with, what am I going to have to deal with my wife? Okay? They're looking out for themselves. And a lot of times, when we seek out advice, like I said this morning, sometimes we'll just keep finding advice, looking for advice till we find the one we want to hear. Okay? Never a good plan. All right? But I would encourage you to make decisions under the influence of God. And you won't find yourself in a hazardous position, making a decision you come later to regret. The second point I want to make occurred to me Friday night. We were at a Mexican restaurant in Frederick called La Paz. Great place if you like Mexican food. It's not authentic Mexican. It's really good though. You know, it's really good. But we went there. Chuck and Amy and Shauna joined us and some other members of the family. Steve wasn't up yet, but we had a great time. As I sat there, we were all there pretty much when Chuck and Amy arrived, and I just thought to myself that the events of this weekend, that Friday night we had a great time. We had a great time out at Joe and Sarah's yesterday, had a fabulous time at the banquet last night, and having a joyous time this morning. You know, unless I really mess something up here, it's going pretty good today. But, When you think about it, I just thought to myself, the events of this weekend will never be duplicated. There might some come along that are just as good, maybe better, I doubt it. But what happened this weekend, what's happening today, only happens once. One chance to say things, to do things that you may never have again. Such a time as this, as it says in Esther 4:14. One chance to make a difference. Now I got to tell you, the book of Esther is famous for one of two books in the Bible where the name of God is not mentioned at all. And the thing that I would take from that is, you know, we don't have to invoke the name of the Almighty to make a difference in people's lives. Matter of fact, I challenge that to all of us, that more good can be done in the name of the Lord without even mentioning Him. You don't have to carry a 6-pound King James Bible and hit people over the head with it to make a point. Matter of fact, I'd say far more harm is done that way. Somebody far wiser than me once said, preach the gospel everywhere you go. Use words if you have to. Preach the gospel everywhere you go. Use words if you have to. God doesn't have to be mentioned for God to be in it. Esther saved her people. There, I done gave it away. But Esther saved her people because with a little prodding by her cousin, she realized that God had placed her in that position at that time to make a difference. And I would ask you, what is it for you? Where has God placed you today? What are opportunities are out there for you to make a difference in someone's life? A small act of kindness? A simple word of encouragement? A sympathetic listening ear? And yes, sometimes a kick in the butt. Although I caution you to be very cautious in using that method. Any of those can get somebody turned around and back on the right track. Touch someone today and make a difference. Because we do not know. We do not know if today is that time that God has placed you for a reason. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we thank You for the opportunity today to be here. We thank You, Lord, for Your Word. We thank You, Lord, for family. We thank You, Lord, for the opportunity that we have to influence people and make a difference in their lives. Help us, Lord, to take advantage of it everywhere we go. In Thy name we pray. Amen. Read him that goes along with the message that I just spoke. Sometimes we just have to say, here I am, Lord, what do you want? 589, let's be standing as we sing.
I, the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry, all who dwell in deepest sin, my hand will save. I who made the stars of night, I will make their darkness bright. Who will bear my light to them? Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard You calling in the night. I will go. Break their hearts of stone. in them hearts for love alone. I will speak my words in them. Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Isn't I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. Little girl, Lord, if you lead me, I will hold the Lord of will. I will set a feast for them. My hand will say, finest bread I will provide, till their hearts be satisfied. I will give my life to them. Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me. I will hold
Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.